Chile has woken up. In Spanish, Chile despertó. That is one of the popular chants in massive street protests throughout the South American nation this week. Most of the demonstrations have been peaceful, but there has also been vandalism and looting. Stores and subway stations have been set on fire. At least 18 people have died and more than 200 injured.
He decretado estado de emergencia.
Last Friday, President Sebastián Piñera declared a state of emergency. He deployed military to the streets, installed a curfew in Chile's capital, Santiago, and shut down schools. Catalina May says the protests only seem to be getting bigger. She hosts a Spanish-language podcast, Las Raras. Catalina May joins us now from Santiago. I'm hearing what sounds like clanking pots and pans. Is this from the protests you went to?
Yes, definitely. That sound is non-stopping from last Friday almost. So it's happening all the time, all over the country as well.
And protests every day. What has that been like? I mean, take us to the center of these demonstrations. What have you seen?
We have two different feelings about this. There's this sense of community on the streets, you know? People are going out, using the public space, you know? And that's a nice feeling, that's good. I have been talking on the streets with all kinds of people, teachers, nurses, artists, students, lots of students on the streets. But also there's this feeling of danger and repression because we have the army around us all the time as well. For example, on a protest, I talked to Daniel Gil.
¿Cuál es tu nombre y a qué te dedicas?
Me llamo Daniel Gil y soy fotógrafo.
He's a photographer.
Hoy día estoy protestando, bueno...
When I talked to him, he said that he was protesting in solidarity with everyone's cause. Because that's the feeling, no? This is like an all kinds of people protest. So he said that people are tired of the abuse, tired of the inequality. He also says that a small percentage of Chileans live like they are in Norway, but the majority struggles to make ends meet. So you are listening this kind of things all the time.
So protesters like Daniel see a lot of social inequality, and that reference to Norway, there are a lot of people in the 1% in Chile that he's not happy about.
Absolutely. People feel like this is the moment to show that they are not willing to keep living like they are living. Chile is a really unequal society. According to numbers of the World Bank, we have a 1% of people who are getting 33% of the incomes of the richness. So people know that and they feel it and they actually live it every day. And they are tired and they don't want to have this anymore.
Porque ellos tienen la voz y empezaron esto.
I also talked to Ana Huerta. She was with her daughter and also her husband was there. So it was like a family protest for them. And she said to me that she is protesting for her daughter because her daughter is actually in debt because of her student loan. So that's one of the reasons. She also said to me that she lived during the dictatorship, so she was afraid at the beginning of all of this. But she said, we're not afraid anymore, we're not hiding like rats anymore. That's what she said.
So I've heard a lot of concern about the presence of military in the streets and police, that people in Chile have not seen this since the 17-year dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. That ended in 1990. I mean, how significant is that?
It was very surprising because the government already recognized that 18 people have died during these days, and the National Institution of Human Rights said that 5 of those people were killed by the military. So that's happening now in this country. It's hard to believe, really.
Catalina May lives in Santiago, Chile, where she's the host of the Spanish language podcast Las Raras, or The Outsiders. Catalina, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. We are happy to let the world know what's happening here.